Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny, you'll share.
Funny, you'll share.
Oh, my God.
That's a conversation you don't have in everybody's business that Rob was just saying.
I'm going to need somebody to my real name.
That doesn't happen at other jobs.
So... is Rob in that meeting as well that y'all are having, or is it just you, Riggins, and Alexia?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Rob, are you in it? I don't know.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Do you want to be?
Not really.
So it's a hard situation for these two in the studio here, Ace. They've both been – Alexis came in this morning talking about looking forward to getting back in her bed.
Yeah.
When she gets home.
Yeah.
She said that yesterday, too.
Tough day.
No.
When you wake up for your morning routine and the part of the plan is to get back to your bed as fast as possible, I mean, that's kind of a bad deal.
You've been slaving here for 4 hours.
I get tired.
But now they have this meeting after the show. Yeah.
Day ruined. The day that never ends.
Uh-huh.
It sucks.
Alexis wasn't sure if Riggins remembered, and I told her not to remind him until after the weekend review.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey.
It's a bummer.
Thank you, Rob, for thinking about the show first, because that would have totally ruined his performance today.
Yeah, it's like the worst thing ever. But
it's the worst thing ever.
We've got pandemic.
Well, why are y'all doing that on Friday?
It's my fault. Because he said, our business manager said, how about Thursday? any other day but Thursday. So it was Friday. So.
Yeah. For some reason, Friday in the work hours means nothing to Adam. Mm-mm. He looks at it as a regular work day.
Yeah.
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 Crazy.
What's he thinking?
Craziness.
Yeah.
Like, oh. Yeah.
I think Saturday's even a work day for him sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, does he bug y'all on Saturdays?
I've just gotten emails before from him on a Saturday.
There's some weekend homework.
Saturday and stuff.
Yeah, weekend homework last weekend. I was I'm in the mountains.
Sunday is the day, though. Sunday is, he's non-communicado on Sundays. He didn't like you to send him messages on Sundays. And if he ever sends you a message on Sunday, does it start with, hey, I'm sorry to be doing this on a Sunday?
Oh, but if somebody sends him a work deal on Saturday, he gets pissed.
Oh, I'll email him all the time on Saturday. Like, hey.
I mean other people.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
You know, like if one of them started reaching out to him on a Saturday, he'd be like, now I know he's complained about radio executives reaching out to him on the weekends. And he's like, I said, what did you do? Well, I mean, that's pissed me off all weekend. Well, what did you do? Well, nothing yet. I haven't responded yet. Well, then why are you worried about it?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I'm not dealing with that until Monday.
Yeah. I get it, though, because then you got to think about it. And I was like, this, give me something to think about this weekend. I got to deal with it. It's just sitting there now waiting on me to get to.
Right, like saying you got weekend homework.
Yeah. Just like that.
Oh, well.
What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
He said this to me the other day. I'm just going to keep loading the cart until you tell me you can't handle anymore.
Oh, no.
All right. All right, dude. Go for it.
Tell him you have a basket, not a cart.
Too late. All right. Well, sounds good.
I have a tiny cart. I have a teeny tiny, teensy weensy cart.
Teensy weensy.
I thought that was an interesting way to phrase it. I'm just going to keep loading the cart until you tell me it's too much or it's too heavy or something like that. All right. Sounds like a plan.
What an inspirational speech.
Right.
Here's another rock.
Yeah.
Is that too heavy?
Hey, man, I've seen your finances. Come on, let's go.
Oh, money-making things?
Hopefully.
Didn't sound confident.
Hey, none of them yet. I've spent more time working on stuff that has not brought us any money than anybody in this planet.
Oh, well. Can't never could.
Hey.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just throwing handfuls of spaghetti against the wall waiting to see what sticks.
Oh, I've never heard that before.
Yeah, spend money to make it.
I'm going to throw a handful of spaghetti.
Yeah, we're spending that. We're spending it.
Right.
Oh, well.
Well.
He means well.
He does.
Yeah. Adam, I mean. Adam, Ace doesn't.
Right, I don't.
He mean. He means not well.
He's mean well.
He's mean. He's well.
Mean well.
I'm still here.
You do that good.
Yeah.
We're just kidding.
I thought it was okay if I yelled sometimes, Rob. I'm not yelling at you. I'm just yelling in frustration.
Mm. Oh, get your undies in a bunch. It's a joke.
Alexis, so you are looking forward to being a hermit this weekend? You're really not going to do anything? You're not going to leave your apartment?
No, I wanted to be a hermit, but I'm not going to be able to.
Yeah, I thought you were going to that thing Saturday.
Yeah, I'm going to that thing on Saturday. I have like a meeting thing today later on.
What's the thing Saturday?
Hang on. A meeting thing today later on?
Yeah.
For work? For this job?
Not for this job.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And it's your own problem.
So what thing Saturday?
We're going to Fahrenheit, where they're doing a bourbon and pig picking dinner.
Yeah.
Or, well, it's not dinner. It's like a lunch.
Lunch.
Now, when you say we, who are you talking about?
Ace.
Okay.
And Rob. Rob's coming with Meredith.
Are you bringing a friend or anything?
No.
Oh, okay.
Solo dolo.
Okay.
You guys are my friends.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know that, but I mean, I don't know if you're bringing someone like with you.
No.
Yeah, okay.
So Rob's coming.
Yeah.
Rob's coming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then the four, man.
What you gonna wear, Rob?
Barbecuing with?
I don't know. I gotta figure that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is the attire?
it's a fancy place.
Business casual.
It's certainly just fancier like than my normal.
Yeah.
Business casual in the middle of the afternoon.
Business casual. You can just don't wear like sweats.
What about t-shirts with cartoon characters on them?
I mean, if you want to wear that, that's fine.
No, it's not.
I don't think it is.
I'm sure.
I mean, how much is the whiskey that they're featuring? If you bought a bottle of the whiskey.
One of the bottles is $500. All right, just one. Okay. And we're trying four.
I think it's a Ninja Turtle free zone.
Probably.
I'll be asleep in the Uber by 5 on the way home. Just passed out.
I can't wait for the food.
Yeah, I think that is so cool, too. I mean, I really do, that I'm not going to have to be there.
I'm looking forward to it. That sounds fun.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's always a good time.
I'm
going to
be like, try this whiskey, and here's another plate of
barbecue.
Like, okay. Mm-hmm. Sounds good to me.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So how much is the dinner, the barbecue and all that?
The tickets are $99, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you get the sampling, the flights of whiskey and...
Yeah. Yep.
And the food.
You get four tastings of four different types of whiskey, plus a welcome cocktail. It's going to be an old-fashioned using Whistle Pig. And then, the pig picking and all of the accompaniments.
Accoutrements.
I look forward to the accoutrements.
Accoutrements, a.k.a. fixins.
Fixins.
Yeah, pig picking, it's a fixin.
Fixins.
All the fixins. I hate that. I hate when people say the fixins, because usually it's somebody who's not Southern trying to be folksy.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking forward to the whiskey thing. I'm trying to develop a taste for just like straight
whiskey,
bourbon or straight whiskey.
I love bourbon.
Whatever.
Yeah, I've been doing that for a while.
Yeah. That peanut butter whiskey that you have, TJ, is really like it's dangerously delicious.
Mm-hmm.
What's in an old fashioned? Just?
It's bitters, whiskey. You can put a maraschino cherry in there, an orange peel, and that's it.
Okay.
Sometimes people might put a sugar cube in there.
Yeah.
But it just depends on the bartender.
A giant piece of ice.
Yeah, like an ice ball or ice sphere.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the reason I'm trying to work on this is because I think you would probably actually, well, several things. One, as much as I love beer, it must be something about my age or whatever, but... TJ and I have talked about this for a long time, that having a couple beers now, it feels like, oh, I'm so heavy.
Yeah, like too much.
You know.
Yeah, my little friend Jenny's the same way. So after about the 17th beer.
No more. Done. Yeah, I've never seen anything like that in my life. She is tiny.
Yeah.
She can drink beer all, like, nonstop.
And gets mad if somebody stops drinking. Well, I guess you're bored.
Oh my God.
Am I bored? I guess you're bored.
No, I can't even get up out of the chair. I'm wasted and I feel like I weigh 1,000 pounds.
Yeah, I can't drink beer like that. Never could.
She's the only person I know that has a separate substantial beer bill every month.
Yeah. I have a beer bill.
Because you think about how much they spend on beer, just beer. Because they eat out every night. We did the whole, we figured it out one time. I don't remember how much it was that they spend a year on food when they go out to eat. Because the only time their kitchen has been used is when I've used it to cook something at their house. And they drink. From the time dinner starts to the time they go to bed, they drink beer. And there's no telling what just the beer is. And then they have a tap in their bar in their basement. And they're always having to get the stuff for that.
They have a tap?
Yeah.
Yet they're both fit and healthy.
I know.
What? I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
For just the beer that she likes?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what he drinks too. So, they drink the same beer if he knows what's good for him.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
Flex.
That's
very cool. Yeah,
that's a flex.
Is that a flex?
It is 100%. To have your own tap of beer. Yes,
a lot of people have that.
I don't think a lot of people. I wouldn't say that.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I forgot. I'm supposed to be pretending like a common man.
Get out.
Yeah. I know a guy that is, he's an older guy, he's retired military, and he also had a construction business type thing, and he lives up in the mountains in the Cashiers, North Carolina area.
Yeah.
And when you walk in his house, like I said, he's retired, so it's just him and his wife that live there. It's a big log house, the whole, like you would expect a mountain house to be. And when you enter the house, you're in the kitchen. And the kitchen goes, you walk directly, it's real open, out into the living room, and you walk right into the living room. There's the TV, the couch, their recliners, each of them has a recliner, and in the living room is a huge bar with the beer taps and the refrigerators and the wall of alcohol.
Right
the whole
there
thing.
In the living
in
room.
In the living room. The main living room. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
I would love to have that.
Gives the room kind of a loose feel, I would think.
Yeah.
Like, we about to have some fun.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah, that's very cool.
I would like to have my own bartender just there all the time.
Yeah.
Just make me any drink I want.
Hello, James.
Yeah.
Your own bartender, your own weed man.
Yup. Yeah. Chef, driver, all that.
Yeah. Well, you keep reaching for the stars. You'll catch one day.
Wow. If you could have one thing, what would it be? Like chef, bartender, driver. What would the one you would love to have the most?
Most definitely, 100% without a thought, a driver.
Yeah, you need one. Yeah. You're banging into shit.
I should have told
you. Drives a bumper car everywhere.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now, more Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Hey, Rob, are you knee deep in work in there right now?
I'm always
too busy.
Kind of. No, I'm good. What's up?
I'm
sorry, Rob. I'm always knee deep at work.
I mean, I always got something going on.
You're knee deep in playing damn video games on your phone about half the time when I walk in there, but I don't want to get into it.
They're games that I don't have to look at all the time. I look at, do something, and turn away.
Yeah, he's so good at them, he can play blindly. Will you pull Marvin Gaye's Sexual Healing and maybe the last 30 seconds of it? But we can't play it on the podcast. Never mind. We can't play music on the podcast because of licenses and all that. So, I don't know, Ace, you may know this. There's the very last line in Marvin Gaye's Sexual Healing, and you can barely hear it as the song fades out, is, "Please don't procrastinate. It's not good to masturbate."
Yeah, I've heard this before, the story before, because I've heard it on, I think maybe I found it online, that they turned it way up, and you can hear it in there.
Yeah.
Filth.
Yeah, it's in the fade.
Filth.
Please don't procrastinate. It's not good to masturbate.
Yeah, the radio edit version we have here stops immediately after he says procrastinate.
Oh, okay.
Procrastinate.
Well, there you go. Oh, Marvin.
Marv.
You can call me Marv.
Call me Marv.
He was a friend of mine.
Yeah, brother Marv.
Yeah.
By the way,
Marvin Gaye's when his father shot him to death, right? Father shot him in the chest and killed him.
What? Really? Yeah. I didn't know that story.
On purpose. Shot him a dirty look, not with a gun.
So this is what I was thinking about the other day. How long is James Brown? He's been passed for a long time, right?
I'll look it up.
Has he been dead long enough to where I can start calling myself Soul Brother Number One?
Nope. Definitely.
Stop.
That was added.
Yeah, well, he's been dead since 2006.
Oh,
Brother Number One.
So that's 15 years.
I mean, I don't think that name is copywritten, is it? So if from now on, if people would just start referring to me as Soul Brother Number One. As like a title, like TJ, Soul Brother Number One.
That's what it is. TJ, Soul Brother Number One.
Uh-huh.
Brother.
Brother. Yeah, okay. Soul Brother Number One.
Soul Brother Number One.
I can do that.
Not one.
What are you talking about?
Soul Brother Number One. One.
Hi, I'd like to speak to TJ, Soul Brother Number One.
One.
I can find no proof that he ever trademarked Soul Brother Number One.
So all right, well, I'm on it.
There's an entirely new generation of people that has no idea. You know,
so
Nature Boy Ric Flair wasn't the first Nature Boy.
That's ridiculous.
That's right.
There was Nature Boy Buddy Rogers before there was Nature Boy Ric Flair.
Yeah, so. And we're in the fake name business here.
Yeah.
A lot of people have the same name. Like, there, you know how many Cadillac Jacks used to be in radio? Tons.
It's a great name. I love that name.
People name Hollywood something or another. A lot of radio people name that.
I don't have a fake name. Maybe I need to think about one.
Yeah. Okay. Neither does Riggins. You need to think of a fake name.
Riggins is a nickname.
No, it's not.
That's not your first name or your middle name, right? Isn't that a nickname?
No. It's his last name.
It's my last name.
Really?
Yeah.
Why didn't I know that?
Because you're stupid.
That's not your last name.
It is.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, she looks... She looks like she's defeated now, but she's just still trying to swing. Like the other day when I told her I had the antibodies, the COVID antibodies. And you had a test. And I said, yeah, I have. When did you have a test? And I said, last week. And she goes, oh, well, aren't you Superman? Okay, Superman.
Okay, Superman.
I say something. Like,
whatever.
What? Like, oh, last week. Okay. Well.
Yeah. You can kind of understand. We do lie to her
all the time.
Yeah, Riggins is not my last
name. I was like, I have the credit card with your name on it.
I was like, and you still believed it.
That's how I was like, maybe.
And you still believed it.
Well, because I thought maybe it's his mother's maiden name. I don't know.
Nancy Riggins.
Who goes by their mom's maiden name? If they're married.
Yeah, how would you get your mom's maiden name on a credit card?
I don't really know.
So do you possess the Riggins company credit card now all the time? You don't want it, do you, Riggins?
No, I never.
You never wanted it.
No, I don't know why I had one. I was like, I don't want this because I guarantee some bullshit's gonna go down. It's come back to you. I'm like, I guarantee I didn't do nothing stupid with your credit card. I promise you that.
It takes me so long to buy something though because I have to put my shipping address, your name, but then Adam's mailing address.
There is a solution to these
problems. So many things.
Yeah, get your own credit card. Tell Adam you would like your own. And you can cancel mine. I don't need it. I truly don't need it.
But it only took you working for us for 10 years, Riggins, before you got one.
Yeah.
I'm very trustworthy.
In lieu of a raise, we're getting you your own credit card that you can't use. Okay.
Yeah, you're still making what you did as an intern.
I guess. Yeah. We figure out ways to supplement that. Here's a credit card you can't use.
That's funny.
Thanks.
So, Ace, when are you going to Louisiana? You're leaving Friday or Thursday next week?
Yeah, next Thursday, 12:55, we catch a flight.
Mm.
So
is it you and your wife and your son, or just you and your wife?
No, the three of us. We're all going at one time. So
you're not just going to hang out with your mama?
Yeah, well, the reason we're going is because I haven't seen Peyton's full, what do you call it?
The headstone?
It's not a headstone. It's like a plate.
Yeah.
Thing, and I haven't seen that yet. They finished it at the end of December. We went in at the end of December, and we were kind of quarantined after having taken our right about the time we were taking our COVID test and didn't want to travel before the wedding and risk that. Then there was the party, and then there was something else that was supposed to happen after that that got canceled. So I wasn't able to in a position to go until Easter. So we're going to go, and I haven't seen it yet. So I'm going to go check it out.
Yeah, so you'll be there during crawfish season.
Oh, you know what? I didn't even think about that.
What is the season?
Spring. It's rainy spring. Season.
Crawfish
boil. Yeah, we're hitting crawfish one night.
Yum.
Yeah, there's a cool little place that we found last time. That the food was excellent.
But yeah, they have there are restaurants that have crawfish, boiled crawfish.
Yeah.
So they're always boiling them in the back, and they bring them out on these big round trays. They're plastic trays with handles on the side of them.
It usually say something like Budweiser
all over them. Miller Lite. Yeah, and they bring them out, and you go in and get all you can eat crawfish, and they'll just keep bringing you those things every time you need more, and it has the corn and the potatoes in it and all that. It keeps you from having to do the whole thing at your house, which is a lot of fun if you're doing it, but it's also
work. Yeah.
And it's kind of an all-day thing. Mm-hmm. You got to plan for it. So you decide, hey, we're hungry in a couple hours. Let's go eat. Boom, right there. You can sit at the bar, at the table, and throw down.
Yum.
But I think you mispronounced what it's called, Alexis.
Crawfish boil?
Yeah, that's not the way you pronounce it.
How do you pronounce it?
Ball.
Crawfish ball.
A crawfish ball.
Crawfish ball.
I got crawfish ball.
Crawfish ball.
So we're staying in a hotel, you know, because at my mom's house, my sister and my nephew live there.
Ew.
So the house is full, and there are three of us. So Kate has his own room now. That was his requirement to travel these days, apparently.
Yeah.
Since the wedding... Since he and Peyton were supposed to share a room. So he's like, that's the first time he's ever had his own room in his life traveling. Because when we go on the baseball trip every year, he and I share a room. I'm not buying two rooms, just me and you, man. And he was like, I really, really want my own room from now on if we go places. I said, well, you can really get a damn job and pay for it.
I mean, what is a room costing in Alexandria or Pineville, Louisiana? You getting like $16 a night, something like that, where the roaches are free?
You can swing it.
Yeah, it's like, I think
that's what you ought to do. You ought to tell him, all right, we're taking you to your hotel and swing by one of those raggedy-ass motor lodges or something and say, yeah, this is where you're staying.
You're here at the Fleur-de-Lis.
You said you wanted your own room, so there you go.
We'll pick you up tomorrow morning at 9 here at the Governor's Mansion Motel.
Oh. 99. Sleep tight. Don't let the huge bugs bite.
Is the Fleur-de-Lis still open?
I don't think so. I don't know. I haven't been over there.
I get Riggins to Google Earth it.
Yeah, Google Earth it. See if it shows up.
In Alexandria?
Yeah. You know how to spell it?
Yeah.
Okay.
A-L-E-X-A-N-D-R.
Oh, not that.
No.
crawfish ball.
Yeah, I forgot where we're even staying. I think we're staying. We wanted to stay at the Hotel Bentley, which is this old.
Ooh.
Yeah. And they've redone it.
Yeah, but you couldn't get. They didn't have any rooms available. I mean, there are a lot of them were condos now, so the rooms only on a few floors. Yeah, it's a really
sounds nice.
It is a beautiful, stunningly beautiful old hotel. It's been there since the 20s.
Like restored?
Yeah, it's been restored. Nice. A couple of times it's been restored. It was the place where when I was in high school, that was where you had your homecoming dance for several years. Once it reopened, because it's got a cool bar downstairs called the Mirror Room. That's like this 70s vibe. It's all red carpet and mirrors all the way around.
Oh, that's
and
dope.
And this gray marble on the columns, marble columns and walls and all this. It's pretty cool.
But is that area not desirable?
That area is, you know,
they've redone it.
Yeah, it's got
a nicer and everything.
Coffee shops, restaurants, le bars, all kind of a boutique kind
of
feel
libs.
To it. Yeah, that's it. Ew. Exactly. You're right. It's got kind of a Noda feel from here in Charlotte. That kind of vibe to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I wanted the area.
I love it. The area that I like is no thanks. Not no duh, no thanks. No duh, no thanks. No, there's a place like that, and they've done it. What do they call that? Regentification?
Gentrification.
Gentrification. In Hickory, North Carolina, where we were the other day, where we rented out the theater to watch a movie. And it's like that, you know, building back up an old part of town and stuff. And I didn't like it.
Not a fan?
No.
Why?
Well, because they're so, so strict about the masks and that bullshit. It's like the more liberal the area is, the more strict they are about those stupid masks. It's like, where you can't even take the mask down until you get a drink and you're putting it up to your mouth. You know,
So even if you sit at the table, you have to wear the mask?
Until they bring you a drink.
Until a drink arrives at the table.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like it's a lot.
It's dumb.
Yeah.
Have you seen the nose masks that they developed?
Yeah, in Mexico.
I saw that. That's so weird.
Yeah, they developed those in Mexico.
Okay, but
So
you're still eating and drinking, so it still comes in through your mouth. So you're not really saving yourself at all.
Well, you're saving halfway. It's 50% effective.
Okay.
That way, when you take the mask completely off to eat or drink, you're fully exposing everyone else to your germs.
Okay.
And it looks way cooler.
Yeah. I love it. Look at that.
Oh, Lord. Oh, what a nerd. I can't smell anything without my nose.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I'm completely protected.
Oh. Get out of here, germs.
Your germs.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now back to Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Have y'all kept up with this case of the gynecologist who's accused of abusing 18 women, and USC is having to pay over $1 billion in a class action lawsuit settlement.
Oh, my God, that's horrible.
And he's not handsome.
No.
No.
So he's accused of, or I guess now he's...
We can go through it here.
Okay.
Try to be delicate with,
okay,
with the information, because it's disgusting. Because he's a piece of crap. The University of Southern California has agreed to pay, you know, blah, 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 accused former student health center gynecologist George Tyndall of repeated sexual assaults on female patients. He was arrested in 2019, charged with 18 counts, 11 counts of sexual battery by fraud. They charged him with 5 counts of sexual penetration of an unconscious person.
Oh.
1 count of sexual battery by fraud. One of his first victims at a news conference Thursday, said that she first saw him in 1990 when she was a young woman and she had no previous experience with a gynecologist. She said, "I thought it was odd, but what did I know? When he took his camera out to take pictures of me and asked me to participate in those photos, well, what did I know? I trusted him."
So he was working on campus. So these were students that came to him. If I'm understanding the way you're explaining it correctly. So they're young women, probably away from home.
Yeah, he's a USC gynecologist.
And he took advantage of them. That's just the dirtbag.
Wow.
Like, people trust you and you take advantage of them.
And it evidently this has gone on for years.
Man.
Because, I mean, you said that was in 1990.
You know, after so long, he thought he was untouchable. Like, well, nobody said anything so far. I'm golden. Dirtbag.
Yeah, wouldn't you just want to beat the shit out of
him? Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa. That's disturbing.
And he would deserve it, so it'd be okay.
Yeah.
Very much okay.
I mean, I'm sorry. It wouldn't be okay. You can't, you know, there's no vigilante justice. It's not the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one of those that if one of those girls' dads caught him somewhere, like, turn the corner and there he is, and just beat the living shit out of him, that when he goes to court, the judge could be like, 6 months probation, you know, that kind of thing. Like, that's I'm gonna look away on this because I clearly understand how this could happen.
So Ace, one of your fears has been proven to be justified, I think.
Is this something with robots?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of. The two teenagers were in a Tesla and they hit a police car, but they weren't driving. They had it on autopilot.
Yep.
They hit a police car.
It happens all the time.
All the time. What, Riggins?
You both are doing just fine.
What?
You don't need me.
But you don't think that's going to be a normal occurrence? Or
I think, like with most things, you're going to have accidents, but I would argue that the numbers of accidents in Teslas is probably lower. It's probably safer than human error.
There's just something about completely disengaging while you're driving that seems to be, maybe it's not as dangerous or whatever, but we're allowing too many things to control too many things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think one of the things, Ace, is that the difference in the generations, whereas you and I being older than Riggins, is that we have confidence in being in control of something. We have confidence in the human aspect of controlling something.
Yeah.
The younger generation has complete confidence in technology controlling everything and not as much confidence in themselves or other people.
That's an interesting way to look at it. I can see that. Yeah.
Because they've been taught
something to that.
They've been taught from the time they were in school, from the beginning, technology, this machine will do this and this will do that. And, you know, they've seen how the technology has grown in their hands. Of, you know, when Riggins was little, you couldn't punch a button and have somebody deliver McDonald's to you or an onion, you know? So they've grown to trust all of this stuff is that's the way. And then they've also been taught that, that people are dumb and they suck and, you know, whatever.
Yep.
So you combine those two. That's why he thinks that we're ridiculous for being scared of robots. And we think he's ridiculous for not seeing that it's a bad thing to have machines control it.
You got to have a limit. There's a limit to that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, as long as they don't, you know, cut the limit off before I get Sonic tonight delivered to the half.
That sounds good.
I thought about that the other day when it was your second dinner or whatever, and you tried to get a hot dog or a
corn dog,
something in a corn dog. Wasn't that God's way of telling you, like, you don't need a corn dog right now?
It's your second dinner. Well, if I went by that, then God would it'd be God's way of telling me I should never eat out at all.
But you got part of it. It was just the corn dog. Like,
look, hey man, you've already had dinner.
No, that's all I ordered.
Oh, I thought it was something in a corn dog.
Yeah, I thought
maybe it was. Yeah. Sonic burger and a corn dog.
He's like, I'll give you the burger, but
you don't need the corn dog. It's a Saturday. We'll let you have the burger.
Yeah.
But, Sonic, of all places, ran out of corn dogs tonight. You're welcome.
That's my law.
Yeah.
You'll get them next time, Tiger. Mm-hmm. That's the way I would look at it if it happened to me. I was like, you know what? Thank you, God. You were looking out for me.
God may have saved me on this one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't need that, did I? But I would be pissed, too.
I wasn't pissed.
Well. You had your heart set on. Yeah, that's not something that you're like, oh, I'm going to eat a corn dog.
Especially when you're craving it and you know you're getting
but
it.
But I've gotten to where I'm not even disappointed by that anymore. I'm still taken aback by it, by saying, it happened again. I can't believe it. My order. And then in mine and Jody's podcast this week, we get in an argument because she blames that on me. Orders are always screwed up.
You're ordering a cheeseburger and a corn dog from Sonic. But that's not your fault in the order. It's a corn dog.
I mean, we go at it pretty well in this whole thing.
Oh, because, you call our bitch?
No.
Oh, that'd
but, be awesome. not verbally. but, like, because it's like I shouldn't be ordering it differently than the way it comes.
How do you order a corn dog?
I know. That's what I'm saying. How do I order a corn dog? Or how the week before that it was... we were out. I ordered a fish sandwich, and I asked them to put cheese on it. Nothing else. Nothing else special. Just you add cheese. Comes back, no cheese. I said, can you just bring me a piece of cheese, and I'll lay it on there right now. It's still warm enough. It'll melt. It'll be great. No, 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 sir. And snatched it. I was like, no, leave it. Don't take it. Don't do it. I'll take it. No, we're going to get you a whole new sandwich. I'll tell them to hurry. And I'm sitting there going, oh, I didn't want this. So now they're eating, and I'm sitting there like, now I feel bad because they're eating, and I'm going to slow them down whenever they're ready to leave. And then it comes back, and the fish on the sandwich doesn't look as good as the first one did.
Yeah, that part is the worst.
So, but that's my fault, though, according to Jody, for asking for cheese on it. Like,
but that's a pretty common thing. That happens all the time. Hold the cheese, put cheese on it, whatever.
And exactly. And I agree with her most of the time, but that is the fault. That's the restaurant's fault. Person in the window.
Right. Well, certainly.
But saying things like when he wants ranch on the side, for example. Yeah. A lot of times, I've been with TJ. I've seen it. I saw him order chicken soft tacos, chicken only, and they just put chicken wrapped up in paper and didn't give him the soft taco.
It's so like, funny.
Come on, man. I've seen him order stuff and say, can you just put the ranch or whatever it is, balsamic vinaigrette, can you put that on the side? That's not hard to do. And then it comes in and they've just doused it in something and it messes the whole thing up.
I've told him the solution for this problem, but I'm sure he hasn't even tried it yet. So
what?
To put good energy when he's ordering food.
Yeah.
You got to put good energy into it.
Oh.
And don't think negative, like, oh, they're going to mess up my sandwich. I'm going to ask for this, but they're going to mess it up.
I don't think that until it comes out and it's messed up. And then I go, oh, well, I'm not surprised. My wife does. She will say, Like, we'll all order, and I'm usually last, and I'll go, okay, I hate to be a pain, but I like the flounder sandwich with cheese, add cheese, and ranch on the side. Okay, no problem. All right. And then the server takes the menus away and says, we'll be right back. I'll fill your drinks in a minute, whatever they say. Walks away, and Jody goes, you know, there's no way they're getting that right. Like, you've just asked them to build a replica of the Eiffel Tower with your fries. And there's no way they're going to be able to do that. They're not miracle workers. I mean, that's the attitude. Like, it's my do. Oh, God, I can't believe you'd even ask for that.
Add cheese, ranch on the side.
Yeah. Like, there's no way they're getting that right. Okay, dude.
Okay, dude.
Mm-hmm. And then when it's not right, yeah, well, I mean, okay.
But that's it. Add cheese, ranch on the side.
That's it, yeah.
You are just too demanding.
Good Lord. I'm surprised she even got all that.
She's so funny.
No, she's not.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes. Woo-hoo! On the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial-free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny podcast is available on all major podcast platforms and acetj.com.
There's something that happens at my house, as we were talking about food being delivered a minute ago, that happened last night that I find fascinating. So, I was in the kitchen, and Amanda came downstairs. She'd been to have dinner with a friend of hers. She comes downstairs, and I thought, well, maybe she went back upstairs. I don't know where she – I thought she was down here, but she's not. So I sit down on the couch, and she comes in. We have two doors. There's the front door, then there's a door that goes off the living room out onto the porch, onto the side front porch. And she comes in that door, and she's holding a bag. I said, oh, did you DoorDash something? I didn't know you went outside. And she said, what? I said, you're holding a bag. You DoorDash something? She goes, I said, what'd you get? What'd you DoorDash? She goes, ice cream. I said, oh, okay. She goes, I got you one. Do you want it? And I said, no, I'm good. I'm trying to be good today. Oh, okay. So you're judging mine now? Oh, no, I just said I don't want mine.
Did she come in the side door hoping to avoid you or something? You're saying?
I don't know. Because they always come right to the front door. So I don't know. She just came in the side.
Being real sneaky.
Yeah, I was like, okay. And so then when she was eating hers, she's sitting next to me on the couch. She goes, you want a bite? I said, I'll have a bite. So I had a bite. And then she got toward the bottom of it or whatever, I guess. She goes, okay, I'm full. You have the rest of this. I said, I don't want the rest of it. She goes, oh, you don't want any of it? You don't want any of this?
Yeah.
I said, no, I'm good. I just wanted one little bite. It tastes really good.
Yeah. So she's like a smoker whose best friend just quit smoking.
Exactly. So I was outside the other night. I told y'all when the DoorDash guy came, and I didn't know the DoorDash guy was coming Sunday, and he shows up, and I said, and I opened the door holding the bag he had just handed to me. I said, hey, did you order DoorDash? Yeah, why? Are you judging now? Oh, no. I'm asking because I didn't know, and the guy just showed up. Yes, I did. Just please bring it inside.
She doesn't sound happy.
See, I think that's it. You haven't.
Well, the honeymoon's over.
I don't know.
Why are you judging her?
Exactly. Why am I judging by asking while holding a bag? Hey, did you order DoorDash?
That would annoy the shit out. Sorry, I'm trying to be good. But shut up. That would have driven me crazy. She was trying to be sneaky, for sure. But if I said, well, I got you one, I'm thinking from her perspective, and you said, well, I'm trying to be good, implying that I'm not being good, which is true.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't implying. I was saying, this is what I'm doing
today. I know. It would just annoy me. I'm thinking from her perspective. It would just be annoying.
Well, because
like, shut up.
Well, from that aspect of, you know, I'm not saying Ace is Tim Tebow by any means, but from the way Tim Tebow lives his life as a Christian,
yeah,
makes other people see their shortcomings, and that's why they lash out at him and they don't like him.
Yeah.
In this particular instance, he was doing what she wanted to be doing and not eating the ice cream.
But he should know to just keep his mouth closed because... You know that's going to annoy the shit out of me.
Look, not everything you say, though, is putting any... I don't care. It's fine. Good for you.
Yeah.
You're very fit and all that. No, I'm just trying to be good because I'm trying to lose some weight.
Because, you know, he may be in a different place than she is.
Which I absolutely am.
You're thinking about it from a logical standpoint. This is an illogical argument.
I'm thinking about it from the way that I meant it. Like, this is... Yeah, I know. This is why I did what I did, because I'm just telling you my situation. I don't care about your situation.
Are you saying his wife is illogical, Riggins?
100%.
Yes.
But I sympathize, and I would do the same thing. Like, shut up. It would just be annoying.
No, I'm trying to be good.
Yeah. Oh, good for you.
I'm not.
Altar boy over here. Mother Teresa. Shut up.
Jack LaLanne.
Good for you.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about a person who.
Good for you.
Talking about a person who at one point was counting her macros to the point of knowing exactly, and I mean exactly, weighing food to what she could eat and everything. It's one time I said, "I'm just trying to be good." Okay. Yeah. Well, you're passing judgment. I'm not.
You think you're better than I am?
Yeah, just but. I don't know. You see that a lot with people in general, I think. You just say, oh, this is what I'm doing. Oh, so now you're judging me for what I'm doing. No, I'm saying this is what I'm doing. I don't really care what you're doing. This is what I do.
You can. You're going to bring it up during an argument. That's why you ate ice cream last week. Should you be eating that? It'll come back. And she's like, see, I told you were judging me.
That's exciting. I'm going to do that now.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you shouldn't have that ice cream.
Hey, thanks to Manscaped for sponsoring Share Funny, or you wouldn't be getting any of this top-notch humor right here. Look, if you want to get your guy something that he will really appreciate, then Manscaped is the way to go. They've got their new redesigned electric trimmer. That's the important thing. It's called the Lawnmower 3.0 that cuts down on snags and nicks and all of that because it's got the ceramic blade and the advanced skin-safe technology. So it's the package, the perfect package. 3.0, Lawnmower 3.0, and the Crop Preserver and Crop Reviver, the deodorants and conditioning and all of that for his down there region. Now, I was using the Manscaped products, and Ace, you were too, and we would use them on each other way before they started sponsoring Share Funny.
Yeah.
That worked out great. Yeah.
That's how well they work.
It used to be part of our morning ritual before the show started.
Ew.
You know, just cleaning each other
up. Meet up in the office.
Ew, stop.
Just tidying up.
Yeah.
So here's the great thing about it, though. If you're ordering... Right now,
she's motioning over here about how you would do it.
The perfect package. It's also going to come with the travel bag and the underwear, all of that stuff. The Manscaped boxer briefs. That are really nice. Just go to manscaped.com and you get 20% off and free shipping if you use the code ACETJ. ACETJ. Manscaped.com, get 20% off and free shipping. So, I don't know, maybe ladies, you could take care of that for him while he's watching baseball. on TV.
Yeah.
Or even at the ballpark.
Look, you got a basketball tournament this weekend. He's watching the game. Or maybe he's trying to watch that dirt track race from Bristol on Saturday or Sunday and Saturday night. That's going to be awesome. I can't wait for that. Anyway, plenty of point is TJ's making plenty of downtime this weekend.
Yeah.
To get him, you know, get everything cleaned
up. Take care of everything.
Yeah, while he's
down there.
Yeah, while he's, you know, not active.
And depending on how flexible he is, you may want to get a like a little pulley situation with a rope to.
God. Stop.
You know, and tie it around his ankles, and then when you need to pull it, he can lean back and pull it, and his legs can go.
Ew.
Go in the air.
I would never. Ugh.
You wouldn't attach a pulley system to your man's feet so you could shave his ass? Okay.
You're such a prude. Yeah.
I would never. Oh, okay. Shut up. Sorry, I'm annoyed. It's Friday. I'm annoyed.
But you would never what, Alex?
Shave a dude.
Okay.
You wouldn't?
No.
Would you shave his back for him?
Ugh, no.
Would you shave his dad for him?
His dad?
Okay, here's one. I remember.
His pawpaw?
His pawpaw.
I remember one time on, what was the Hogan Family show that was on?
Hogan Knows Best.
Hogan Knows Best. That he was getting ready to go leave for wrestling, and his wife got in the shower with him and shaved his back and his butt for him.
No.
Okay.
I don't want to do that.
I feel like a pig.
I would wax his back.
Okay.
But what? Why would you not shave? You would wax it, but you wouldn't shave. It seems like that would be messier.
No, I think it's just that much faster, and I don't have to, you know, I just put the wax on and just pull it off. I don't have to stand there going up and down shaving, just doing all that. Having to touch his back to hold it so I can shave. I just don't want any of that.
Hmm.
I don't want that. And it'd be fun to rip the wax things off.
It would? Why? Yeah. Because it would hurt him? And you'd think that was funny?
Yeah. Just it would be fun.
Yeah. So what about popping zits for a guy?
Yes.
You would do that? I That's like way more gross than shaving.
Way more gross.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it
Everybody's
is.
Into popping zits.
Like if you
zits.
Had that Manscaped razor and you were doing it in his back or something, there's nothing gross about that at all. You're just cleaning him up and being done.
Well, I mean, when you put it like that, but...
Yeah, I get it done at the barber.
What? Popping zits?
No, all of it. Just complete treatment. Where do you think I came up with that rope thing?
Yeah.
I'm not the most flexible person.
Get it all.
Help me out. Put that noose around my ankle. Tighten that down.
I would never.
This is Share Funny.
Oh, yeah.
On the Ace and TJ button.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.